I'm so happy.
What?
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you have to come.
Good.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we're very pleased you have your friends come through.
You miss much.
Yes?
I don't know about you.
What?
That's right.
Yes?
Mr. Woods and Mrs. Sweet.
That's right.
That's
I heard of a better. Yes? Some friends here.
Yes.
What can you tell us all about yourself, friend?
The best is not telling you about myself. I should be here all night.
Tell me give us your name, please?
My name is Molly.
Molly?
Molly?
I think this is the name that I've often known by.
Yes,
well, this is my sister, and this is my sister.
Come on, Molly. Could you tell us what you're doing, Molly?
Things have changed.
Oh, yes.
It hardly recognize sense at all.
No, that's
it's a long time since I came back here. Thank you, thank you.
Molly, can you tell us how you passed over and your reaction on passing over?
You mean the way I died?
Yes, I
did. I just drew my last breath and that was it.
What did you say?
Your last breath. And Molly, how did you find yourself after that last breath?
Indeed, of old age. And I was not sorry to come here, away from things on your side. I had quite a time of it one way or another, but I had a good time, really, taking it bad now.
What's it like on your side, Molly?
Oh, it's very nice, very nice.
Could you tell us
I don't understand this at all. I'm just speaking through this box. I sense it's a spirit.
You're doing very well.
The kind of spirit that I was interested in was out of the bottle. I used to drink myself.
You used to drink
a lot, I used to drink and drink and drink.
Oh dear.
I was a real drinker.
I know.
I realized that it was a stupid business. But I was happy.
Where did you live, Molly?
What's this street? You know what they call these spiritists?
Well,
yes. The fellow wouldn't have liked that at all. It is the tune of the devil. It is the tune of the kid. He lives in you everything that you shouldn't have been. Oh, but he liked his drink. He can beat me at it. Yeah, I'm so happy here. I don't know why I'm here tonight. Just thought I'd have told about this and I thought I'd just pop my head in and see what it was all about. So your spirit is so
Molly.
What was that, is it?
Molly, look, can you tell us how you found yourself after you passed over?
I don't know that you need to have a family, so I never got lost. He's not a caretaker. I started with my husband and I was very happy. I've had much better time than he was at us.
Hey, Molly, can you tell us what sort of place you found yourself in when you passed over? And did you realise that you had died?
I don't know what I thought. Decision, I was quite happy.
Can you tell us something about the world you live in?
What is that you
said? Can you tell us something about the world you live in? What is it like?
Oh, it's very nice indeed. I'm with some of my old friends. A lot of people that I used to know. I have a nice little house. Oh, there's a new little cottage which suits me. I wouldn't want to come back to yourself. Thank you, thank you. What a crowd.
Were you on the stage, Molly?
Of course I was not on the stage. What do you think, I was an actress or something?
Right, no.
No, I was quite all right in my own way. I kept a few pigs and I had my little holding. It was quite all right, I suppose.
Well,
I just made a little, but I drank it all.
You're a father, were you, buddy?
What was this? Now I'm a little, I wouldn't call myself a father. I had a few peaks.
Yes?
And I'm so sorry, you were a strict
Roman
Catholic, weren't you?
Oh, I wouldn't say I was strict. The father was always on the doorstep, pretending to come to save my soul, but he was more interested in the bottle. He always expected a nip.
Where did you usually live anybody?
After it cost me a great deal to keep him.
Molly.
What was this?
When you were on Earth? What part did you live? When you was on Earth? What country did you live in? Did you live in Ireland or in England?
In Ireland.
Ireland.
But my mother was Scots.
Your mother was Scots?
That's a funny part about it. I never quite knew who my father was.
Well, Molly, how are you doing now,
the other side? I'm learning how to be a good woman. I'd be rated. I'm learning how to be a good woman.
Aye.
It's a bit belated. But I'm quite all right. I'm quite happy. I don't do anyone any harm. I never did. And what I can see is some of the people that I've met here that were supposed to be such goody-goodies. Dear, oh dear. I don't think they were so good after all.
You see the true people, haven't you,
Mom? Huh?
You see the true people.
You see the real people. You see people have been there as you never saw them before. But this man, he still makes me smile.
Which man?
O'Leary.
O'Leary?
O'Leary. He was always out to save my soul. But he needed a couple of nips to get going. He had some laughs together too. He was a good man. He was me.
Molly, who met you when you went over the other side?
My mother.
Your mother?
If your mother was a sinner, was she? But she seems to have done all right for herself.
Mm-hmm.
She was not a wicked woman, really. She liked the man in the bottle, too. But she's all right. She was weak, but her heart was of gold.
Mm-hmm.
She had a heart of gold.
Yes,
she did. And you, Mr. Woods.
Yes.
I thought all about you. And I've heard about you too, Mrs. Keaton.
I know.
Did you just say that you're...
Trying to preach to the preachers.
Well, you can't tell them.
I don't know if you can tell them anything, you know, the answers.
They
have special privileges. They've been taught it all.
Yes. You can't tell them anything.
No. Doesn't do to try and tell a person anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you meet any over there?
I've met a few. I never had much to do with Protestant pastors in any case.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of them have had to learn again.
Yes.
You're an interesting person, Kiffa. You've never been to Ireland, I suppose.
No.
I have.
You have? What class have you been?
No, it's near Dublin.
Have you been to Galway?
No.
So nice, yes. And Kerry? And Kerry.
No.
Have you not been to Kerry?
No, I've only been once.
I moved about a bit into the last few years of my life, and I got a wee little cottage. Just a little wee place.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all right. And I had a little allowance.
Molly, how do you spend your time on the other side? What do you do with yourself?
Oh, I'm quite happy. I go to school. Seems so funny when I talk about this, as I go to school. But then again, I'm not an old woman anymore. But I'm learning all sorts of things. I'm learning all sorts of things that I would have liked to have learned in my youth. I could know it in my life to when I was on your side. It was impossible, you know. We had no school. But here I'm learning all the things I would have liked to learn, how to read and how to write and paint and to draw. Oh, I'm very happy here. I wouldn't want to change my life or anything.
And when you got on the other side, did you find that your religious teachings are being...
Well, I never took it in. I told you that the father used to come every week, sometimes twice a week, but I'm sure he only came out of his week because he wanted to drink on a cool night at 50. Well, he used to talk to me about us, and I used to say, yes, father, no, father, that's right, father. But we got on all right. He knew that he didn't say it, but he didn't convince me. He used to talk, and I used to let him talk.
Yeah,
he had his pony and track him. He sometimes even ride him to town. He was quite a gay old boy. I think he liked his broth for rice. I think that was the chief thing.
Yes.
Have you now got over the drink habit?
I haven't told you about drink now. I'll finish.
Yeah.
And my old mother lived with me until she was 85. She was still a Scots, in spite of living with us in Ireland for many years. She was still a Scots as the day she was, as long as she was born. She never got out of the Scots ways. But we were all right. For a short time we lived in Dublin. My husband was alive. But he was a funny man. I wasn't sorry to see the back of him. He went off with some other woman. I wasn't sorry to see the back of him. I had three children.
Yeah.
They never bothered to come and see me. Not for the last few years of my life. But it didn't matter.
How long ago was all this?
Oh, it must be 100 years ago. Oh. Must be. Oh.
That's what you had on your side,
huh? Oh, my people are here. I see them from time to time. Dear, when I think back to those days, we had a rough time.
It's very rough. And what's it like over there, Molly? Can you tell us something about your side of life?
Really nice. It's a very wonderful place to be. It's a very real place. It's just as real to us as your sisters to you, Marshall. We have our schools for the young children and those that want to be learned, you know. We have all sorts of places I haven't seen in the churches, thank God. The clergymen that are out of work when they get here. I have to start working for that, baby. Of course, not in the same way that you do on Earth, but everyone has to fulfill a peace. That's my view. There are some very nice men in the church, I shouldn't say on this, should I? But I was just into a conversation about your meeting with the clergyman. You don't have to tell me. I know. Oh dear, dear, you know all the answers and talk. Oh, if you just let them talk, and they're happy to hear the sound of their own voice. If you just say yes, father, or no, father, they're quite happy. Oh dear, dear, I don't know, I'm sure. I shouldn't be taking them. Oh, what did you say? Oh, no.
I'm laughing.
No. I find this very strange. Oh dear, I can't help thinking if I'd have known about this. Because we used to have the wee folk, you know. We used to have some idea of things. But of course, we never believed in communication with spirits, as you call it. Oh, the father would have been down on us. He'd have been exorcising us all.
That would have done any good,
No, he'd have had his bed and his book and his candle. I find it very amusing coming to speak. Speaking through this thing here, it's like I don't know what. It's a very strange affair altogether.
Very interesting,
though.
Is it a long time
we've done this morning? No, I've been back to your side. It must be for... how long have I been here now? Okay, 1833. Goodness me, I don't know how long ago that is. Many years ago.
This is called Queen Victoria.
Who is she?
I said before Queen Victoria.
I didn't know about Queen Victoria's.
Are you still sobbing there? Or is it a bit of lambs?
No, I have no sense in that. I think I'm perfectly found for some things here. I'm not interested in all that.
What do you occupy your time for?
Oh, this man does go on. I don't care. He keeps asking the same bloody question. I don't care. What an extraordinary man you are.
I'm very interested, Molly. And what you do and all that, you know, Molly. Very interesting.
Molly, how are you dressed? What have you got on?
I've got a scarf and a blouse. And a shawl.
I think.
Would you expect me to come stark naked? I wonder what it is that people think about us. I suppose they think we're all running around in the baby birthday suits and floating about on clouds and blowing bubbles or something.
Yeah, we don't think that,
Polly. Oh, I hope not. You're quite an interesting man yourself. You wouldn't be Irish, that I can blow on
you. No, I can't.
Was she now?
My grandmother, yes.
The most interesting mixture is Irish and Scots.
My father came from Scots. My mother came from English. I don't really know what I am.
Do you know Malahide, Molly?
What's this, 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 this?
Do you know Malahide? Near Dublin.
I'm trying to think, it's such a long time ago since I was there, and I haven't been back since. No, I don't remember. Possibly it's a new place.
Oh, no,
not
a new place. It's on the coast. Another old Montero Towers there.
Right. Can you tell us something about what you're doing, your silent life?
No, not again, then. You wasn't a priest with me. Never give you any peace.
Molly, is there any special you would like to tell us?
Talk to us about.
I met my husband.
You have?
Oh, but we don't live together. Mm-hmm. We didn't get on at all. No, we just didn't hit it off, as you see. No. We didn't understand each other properly. They were not suited. If he hadn't got me into the family, we had never married him.
Okay.
Just a case of getting married because it was the thing to do. Yeah. My mother and his people. But we weren't suited for each other, of course. We only lived together just a few years. Mm. My mother had a little business. She was very troubled and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little tiny business, you know.
Yeah.
Made a little bit of money.
Mm.
I was very careful with my money, apart from my bottle.
What made you take out the bottom one?
Well, when you're away from everything and everybody, when you're living in a tiny little place, miles from anywhere, your nearest neighbour is several miles, you haven't got much to do.
Yeah.
And I used to get me a drink. I used to go in the pony and trap sometimes and get the water horses. I was quite happy to live off the ground. I had big turnips and sweets and things and passives and I used to live mostly on vegetables, but debtors, of course. I used to make a roll. I used to know how to make a very good drink from passives and things. Yes. When I was short of something stronger, I used to give that to my friends. The father once or twice. He didn't mind. No, it was something. He was rather fond of the father, but he hadn't been a priest, and I had got married to him. But I mean, he wasn't averse to a little bit of fun on the quiet, and I probably shouldn't talk about that, should I?
Where are you,
it's a long time ago. I shouldn't be talking about these things, but I suppose since it's a long time ago, it can not hurt anyone. Doesn't really matter. All I can say is that I'm happy here, in my own way. My mother, she was a good woman too, in her own way.
Don't talk about it.
No,
don't stop, Molly.
We have two sisters. The wife is over here.
Two sisters.
Annie and Martha. because they're often together.
What do they do? Your sisters. Then leave with you, or do they do something else?
We moved to Ireland when I was 14 from Scotland.
Where did you go to Scotland, Mark? Can you remember that?
Dundee. And then we were in Dublin for a time. And then I got married, and then I moved out of Dublin. And then I moved again and again several times, trying to get away from people. Perhaps I shouldn't talk about this. It's a long time ago. Nobody can worry about this. No. I'm happy to see there and there.
What do your sisters do with themselves?
Well, one is a teacher for the small league of the children. She teaches the children. And the other one, she is in a hospital. But not a hospital, quite as you would call it. But a place where people are brought who are in need of help and attention. You know, they haven't been able to sort themselves out, and they need comfort and they need direction, which they can get there, you see. And there are people who need to be, I don't know what word you'd call it, but gradually help to settle in their new home, you know, environments. They can't sort of sort themselves out. Oh, but I've been learning a great deal here, and I've been learning such interesting things too. I was always interested in learning, but I never had an opportunity. And I was, of course, I don't remember. There was no time for schooling in those days. I remember when I was a wee child, we had no one to teach us. I never went to school for any length of time, just a few odd weeks here or there. But they weren't proper schools. I didn't have much time for that sort of thing. Oh dear, oh dear, this is a strange thing. I've heard so much about this and stuff like that. I don't understand very much about it. And you're a spiritist. Oh dear, oh dear.
Because
it tickles me, because I feel I'm one myself. I not that I was much of a one for the church, but my goodness me, I should have been exercised or whatever it is they do to people. If they know about this, wouldn't it? Oh dear, oh dear.
Is they very well?
The churches. I don't know. I suppose they mean them. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I've heard about you. I've heard about you too. And about your meetings. And about the things that you do. And I thought it would be really interesting to come and see for myself. And I don't think I'd make a habit of coming back to this sort of thing. I don't think there's much point in it myself. I suppose it's all right if someone's relations come and talk to them. That's very nice and very comforting. But it can't seem that I can do much good. I don't think I can help you.
You
can't. Oh, nobody wants to hear me.
Yes, we do. We'd like to hear it.
You
tell some guys you're quite enjoying
on that side of the bed. Oh, not again. You keep on saying that. You are a silly old man.
I'd like to hear someone to hear it.
You can
tell us.
I like to be with all my friends here, and we get together and we sing and music. Oh, I love the music, and I never had much opportunity on the side of music. But here I can go into it seriously, and I've been to the most wonderful concerts and listened to the most wonderful music, and it gives me such happiness. I think I get more happiness out of that than anything else. But you know, although I've been telling you about myself when I was on your side and I used to drink, it was because I was lonely, and because I was inclined to be depressed and unhappy, you know. But I don't have to drink here. I don't want to drink. I'm quite sober here. I don't drink. You know, the funny thing is that I lived in Ireland all those years, but I never lost my Scots accent, did I? Oh, I know people used to say, oh, you're not Irish. I say, no, Irish, but in Scotland, my mother was Scots, my father was Irish. But and I did most of my life in Ireland. But I like to think that I'm a bit of Scots and a bit of Irish. Wow. Two of the best brains. That's what the father would say, you tell me to the Irish whiskey. I did it again. And I say, well, there's a Scots whiskey, so that's only Irish. But we have to make do with what we have at home. Well, I suppose I shouldn't be stuck on practice.
You're doing very well, Ollie. You're doing very well indeed.
Do you like a drop of Scots Irish whiskey?
No, I don't
like it. It's good for you.
Is it?
No. I have a little bit of that. It's really nice.
I don't like
it. The world of good. Ah, it's a much better taste to the choir than good enough. Good.
So,
do people, the prejudice. There's when you do it to excess, it's as bad. Who the best clergyman would drink?
Do they?
Well, what I can make out of it.
Don't be surprised.
There's nothing wrong with it, George.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But what I should say, there's nothing wrong with the teachings of Christ.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm afraid they don't seem to know very much about what the doctrine does. Christ knew. Christ understood. Perhaps one day I might meet him.
And
you
will.
I don't know. A lot of people have such strange ideas.
Christ was quite an ordinary man, Molly. It's just sort of put him on a pedestal.
We don't want to talk about it. We'd like to hear you talk about it.
I don't think I can say very much more. I try not to go.
You do very well.
I don't think I should come and talk to you.
Oh, please.
Yes.
No, you want someone intelligent. Someone who can talk to
you.
The extraordinary thing is that when I get like this, I somehow it is all sorts of ideas and thoughts to do with the past keep coming. You know, and I'd much rather be able to concentrate on things to do with my own life here. But as soon as I get down to your side, it seems that the past thoughts become predominant. Is that what you say? You know, and there are people who want to talk and listen to all that, so I should have tried to have concentrated more on things and all those sorts. And I assure you. But they always, I understand that they always say that you should always tell people who you are and what you are and all the rest. I shouldn't have thought that was as important as what you are now. There's very few people who can come back and say that they were anything very much, if they're honest.
Yeah.
It seems to me that we all made a lot of mistakes, none of us are very particularly good. I think it's the present and the future that matters, not so much the past. Anyway, they don't want to talk to me when they say in school.
Well, I'd be very nice if
I hope. I hope. But I don't know. Perhaps they will come and talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
Just for a moment. But I must be highly amused. That's different. I can't help thinking of that. The old days, because I come here. I think what a person of a priest would have thought. Oh, dear, oh dear, he should have put up his hands in horror and answered a drink straight away to get over the shock. Goodbye. 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 quiet and peaceful. No, the world has changed. I wouldn't want to come back to this. Oh, dear. This is terrible.